Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kuku Shabalala. I'm the committee researcher.
Good morning, members. My name is Ndando, Ndando Gazi Kende. I'm the content advisor for the committee.
Good morning, members. My name is Faye Tulenze. I'm the media officer for the
committee. You watch her carefully.
Good morning, my name is Nadima Jackson. I'm the executive secretary to the chairperson of Stanford.
Good morning,
all right. The purpose of this meeting today is to appoint a chairperson for the committee as per National Assembly Rule 158. And the way you're going to proceed with that is I'm going to call for nominations. And the person who nominates someone must please introduce themselves so that we can also know who the people are that we have in the committee. And that nomination has to be seconded. And thirdly, the nominee must accept or not accept the nomination. If that is the only person that is nominated, then that person will be declared as the chairperson of the committee. If, however, there is a second nomination, we will go through the same process of nominating a person and seconding that, and then the person must accept, and then we put it to the vote so that whoever emerges in the end with more votes is then elected as the chairperson. And that chairperson, that elected person, then I will request to come and take the seat so that we can take things forward from the chairperson's perspective. Right. May I call for nominations?
Good morning, Acting Chair. My name is Melvin Dax. I would like to make a nomination to nominate the Honorable Hlengwa from the IFB as the chair of this committee. I do not know if you want me to make a short motivation, or will this suffice just to nominate?
Motivation won't do any harm.
Okay. Yeah. I think maybe I should just do the short motivation. Yes, I think that the Honorable Hlengwa will be an excellent choice for chair of this committee. He's not from the party that I am from, which is the African National Congress, but I believe in his capable leadership of actually chairing the SCOPA, the watchdog body of parliament. I believe that he's credible, that he's upright, that he will be able to hold the executive to account, and that he will also give leadership to the rest of the members. I know Hlengwa have not spared the ANC any, show us any mercy in the House over the last 5 years. He has been debating robustly and attack us when the need arises. So he is definitely not a lackey of the ruling party. He's independent and he's objective, and he has shown it over the 5 years that he has attacked the ruling party time and again on numerous occasions. So I think he's an excellent choice, and we will work with him. So that's why we're actually nominating him. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone to second that nomination?
I, Peter Zihula, member of the ANC, I would like to second the name of Honorable Hlengwa. I want to add on top of what my colleagues have said about Honorable Hlengwa. We as ANC, we're looking on the issue of the age. We know that if we put him there, he will go as far as we want as the committee. Also, I understand that he's coming from the IFP, and he mentioned that my honorable that he's the person who make us run all the time. That's what we need in this committee. We need everything to be done accordingly, not as we wish. I thank you.
Thanks. Honorable Hlengwa, do you accept the nomination?
Good morning, Acting Chair, colleagues in the committee. Notwithstanding the heavy responsibilities of which I'm nominated for, I accept the nomination.
Thank you. Any other nominee? None. All right. Mr. Hlengwa, you're elected as chairperson. If you may, can I take over while I perambulate the extreme of the room?
Thank you very much, colleagues. Good morning. Thank you very much for this. Why is this doing this after Ben has left? Why did you leave here? thank you very much, colleagues. I would just like to take this opportunity to. Take this opportunity before I just make a few remarks to give the colleagues in the committee a few moments to say a few words. I'll start with Mr. Hendricks of Altama and then we'll proceed to the DA and then to the MC. So,
thank you for the great honor to be the first to congratulate you and to wish you well. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Chairman, you know that in my response to the election of the president, and before that in the chief forum's meeting, we heard how parliament has all the checks and balances to ensure good financial governance and management. And I put the question to the presenters that you have all the structures in place, and I'm very impressed. But why do we have a Zonda Commission now? And I hope that the sixth parliament, that after 4 years, we don't need another Zonda Commission. So we wish you all the strength.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Benedicta van Minnen from the DA, and I just want to congratulate you on your election. And I sincerely hope that going forward we'll find that SCOPA will in fact be a vigorous body that will really do our best to investigate and have oversight of parliamentary accounts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I look forward to working with you as part of the SCOPA team. I think we can be a very strong SCOPA team. The huge responsibility rests on your shoulders. The fact is that you've been selected by the governing party, and I hope that in that selection process and the agreements that have been reached between your party and the governing party, that you're free to do the job that you have to do. You sit there in a completely non-partisan position. You have to treat us all equally, but more than that, I think you should be modeling yourself on one of your predecessors, Gavin Woods, and the arms deal, which he and Andrew Feinstein exposed so well. And so there's a huge responsibility on you to put aside any pressures that may be brought on you by your own party because of some agreement we may have been entered into, as we hear has been the case, and to do the job as the Constitution requires you to do it. I believe that you have the capacity to do that. I believe that it is a very positive future we have together. But nevertheless, we as a committee, and certainly we as the DA, will hold you to account if this committee performs as badly as the previous committee did. The previous committee let South Africa down. It did not expose the extent of the state capture that was going on for nearly 10 years. The committee made all the right noises, but it failed to expose the state capture. And that oversight we must now do. We must ensure that there is no repeat of the last 10 years. It's not enough simply to sit here and make speeches and say the right things, go to the House and castigate perhaps some of the ANC members. It's much, much more than that. And the previous SCOPA committee did not achieve that. And it's largely your responsibility to ensure that this committee does that. And I really am looking forward to working with you, and we will support you every inch of the way, provided we do the job that's required of us. So well done, and I look forward to our continued relationship. We first met some years ago when I made a speech about an old lady who didn't have a house. And before she was allocated a house, she died. And that's been a conversation point between you and I since about 2010, I think. 12, when you came. So our relationship goes back a long time, and we are good friends. But here, we've got a professional relationship, and we have to make this committee do the work the Constitution demands of it. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Can we go to the 18, and then we'll come to you, Mr. Dixon.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to all. I am Thandiswa Makgau from African Transformation Movement. Let me add my voice by congratulating you. You know, within a short space of time that I have meetings with you, I do not doubt the capacity you are having. Let me commit to work as a family, because what we need to do as this corporate is to work as a family with you as our father. So we are pledging a support as much as possible, knowing the financial crisis different departments are encountering, especially the state-owned enterprises. So we do not doubt your ability to take the different departments out of the mess that they are in. So I'm wishing you the best.
Thank you.
Mr. Dux?
Thank you, Chair. I will allow my colleague, my comrade next to me, Comrade Somyo, to actually speak on behalf of the ANC. He's also the chairperson of the AG, the committee on the AG. So I'll allow him to speak, although I'm the whip of the ANC. I just want to say, let me just mention one issue before I hand over to him, that we support Mr. Hlengwa, Honorable Hlengwa, because of his capacity. We have seen his capacity, he's capable of leading this committee. Also, my colleague have raised that the age, he's a youth, he's young, and we in the ANC, we support African leadership in this country. We must build and support African leadership, no matter which party they come from. And that's why we support Mr. Hlengwa. And just to make this comment as the whip of the ANC, that I can assure this committee, there has been no agreement between the ANC and the IFP on how Mr. Hlengwa must conduct himself in this committee. He is free to run the committee the way he wants to run it. We're all under his leadership here. There has been no whatsoever agreement between my party and Mr. Hlengwa's party on how he should conduct himself and how he should run the World's Copa. He knows the task at hand. He knows how to run it. Yes, we cannot dictate to him. The ANC cannot dictate to him. He's an independent person, comes from the IFP, so there's absolutely no agreement. So I just wanted to spell that there is some kind of agreement between us and Mr. Hlengwa. And everybody knows Mr. Hlengwa in the House. When he debates, he has never ever been very kind to the ANC. It's never been regarded. There's no agreement between us and Mrs. Nengwa. We'll have robust debate in this community. Sometimes we'll agree, sometimes we'll disagree. And that's how we'll operate. But there's no agreement between us and Mrs. Nengwa. But I'll hand over to the chair of the AG.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thanks to my whip for the opportunity. Congratulations, Honorable Shumba. The responsibility is onerous, and indeed the task itself is a leap in a way. What would want to say that the ANC is so committed into the constitutional functionality of the committee, and indeed there is absolutely no way that will be coercive on matters that rely on our own responsibility as a collective in the committee. So we'll always be supportive at the role of your leadership, and we'll be guided all the time through the discussions and the debates. The African National Congress has shown by nominating you as the chairperson of this committee that indeed is not afraid of accountability. And that accountability should remain a pillar of the House and the Assembly, and indeed the South Africans should view it in practice at all times that we need to scrutinize the reports that are in our disposal. So no one should be afraid to have such deliberations in a frank way, so that we should confront indeed the accountability of the executive to ensure that the taxpayers are guaranteed and that whatever is at the expense of the state is somewhat protected. So we are at your disposal in terms of marshalling that leadership. You should cut your own space. Leaders pass or fail by wanting to be others. You are Honorable Shangwa, and as Honorable Shangwa, this is your time to lead this committee. You can somewhat have some of the instances that you take as a landmarks in terms of the committee functionality. But indeed, new as I am in this committee, I'm not necessarily new in the politics of accountability, and we want to assure you indeed that we will at all times work together hard as it is. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, colleagues. I just want to maybe at the outset thank you for the trust and confidence that you have placed in me as this committee to be the first amongst equals. I believe in teamwork. I believe that we are in this together, and that we are forced by circumstances really to be united in the face of the many prevailing challenges in this country so far as financial management is concerned. We are at a point in history where we need to unravel the web of corruption and state capture. We need to inspire confidence through the work that we do, that South Africans can believe that things will get better. And so I was joking with Mr. Dirks last week, and I said, it's when you come to this committee when you know who your friends are. Because you will be doing work which at times will call upon us to be at loggerheads even with those whom are close to us and who are friends. But in the national interest and in the pursuit of national duty, we rise above those things. So I am pretty confident that as a team, we will be able to achieve that which is in the collective and best interest of South Africans. That people account for every rand and cent that has been spent. We are not at war with individuals, but we are at war with corruption. We are at war at fraud by administration and the failure to comply with the PFMA and other treasury regulations. We cannot do this job together. We need to forge stronger partnerships with the law enforcement agencies, with other parliamentary committees. I'm glad the chair of the AG is here, because that helps us synchronize our work. That helps us know that we are not alone. And I must stress that we are not a portfolio committee. So ours is not to meddle with the policy outlook of departments, but it's to ensure that what they present to Parliament as a budget, their APPs, that they will execute that consistent with the law when it comes to the financial expenditure. So we will need to take the time to have an induction and training program for us to go through the very technical nuances of what SCOPA actually does, so that when we hit the ground running, we know exactly what it is that we are doing. We'll need to be very measured in our approach so that we give credibility to the parliamentary process. So I'm pretty confident that we will be able to do this task across the political lines. I do want to state for the record, so that we can be able to clear the air, now in reiteration to what Mr. Dex has said, that there is no agreement between the IFP and the ANC. Safe to say, the expectation of both parties is to ensure that good governance prevails. It's to ensure that the right thing is done all the time for no other reason than it being the right thing. And so any other imagination that is out there about this would be, well, for lack of a better term, a fairy tale. And of course, I think we must appreciate the prevailing democratic tradition that SCOPA has shaped by the opposition. But I do not sit here to advance IFP politics, nor do I sit here to advance ANC politics, or DA, or Aljama, or ATA, or any other party. I sit here to advance the constitution and the prescripts of the law as they are. That is our collective responsibility. And so I think if all of us can do that, well, we would have done South Africa proud. Finally, I want to say consequence management needs to be at the heart of what we do. I must agree, Mr. List, we can't just speak and not act. I said to one media house, yes, we are called the watchdog, but I think we need to do more than watching. We need to be the bite dog, or the biting dog. Because it is only when we effect consequence management as a deterrent that we begin to make an headway. So colleagues, thank you very much. And I have had the privilege, as Mr. List was here, by the way, for the first half of the term of the fifth parliament in SCOPA. Then was reshuffled to finance.
You chased me.
And so I'm glad that he's back. The other member of the EFF met was here in the previous term. So we do have a level of continuity so that we can be able to share experiences. The committee staff has prepared the legacy report so that members can at least begin weaving through what it is that was done. I'm sure some have received it via email. If not, a hard copy is here, and the soft copy will also be made available as we try to be a green committee. I must encourage that. Can we try by all means and all costs to be a green committee? So colleagues, I know that other colleagues must rush to other committees because of the clashes which have taken place about elections. So, and then finally, Faith, our media officer, has requested that before we leave, we all take a group photo today. I do want to say that, as Mr. Dex has said, he is the whip of the ANC, and I want to put it on record that in that capacity, I'll be working very closely with Mr. Dex as well to actually drive the work of the committee. So because I believe that he has been given a responsibility by the majority party to marshal the forces, the ANC as well, who we rely on them to make sure that certain messages get across to the governing party. So it is no other arrangement other than the fact that for our own internal checks and balances, we'll do that. We will circulate a draft program for members' input, and we'll meet next week, Tuesday, when we discuss the program, and we are in the process of trying to finalize a program for the training and induction of which I will request members to make a meaningful input to the draft program, and so that it is our program, and so that members, after waiving the legacy report, we can flag issues and not, so we can be pointed in what we do, insofar as the training and induction that we'll be doing. Mr. Liz, I know that you are, I don't like the term shadow minister in terms of how you place it in the DA, but I'm hoping that from the opposition parties will also be able to foster a stronger working relationship. There's an open door policy, colleagues, anytime, every time, all the time, so that we can be able to move. Dombi, I'm told that our designated days for meetings are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, yes, colleagues, and please expect that if we don't finish in the morning, we may weave into the evening as well. So we had a meeting with the speaker, and she has said if we must meet on weekends, we must do so. So we will absolutely do that all the time, every time it's necessary. All the other technical nuances are in the briefing note, which will be circulated to members, and we can have a meaningful discussion next week, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. The venue will be communicated, but we are meeting next week, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. On that note, colleagues, thank you very much, and have a good day further. Can we take Faith's group picture? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I haven't finished.